This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab Computer Systems. And he comes in and helps me out with your computer questions, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. The 9 o'clock hour is usually easier than the 10 o'clock hour take your call. So 860-522-9842 or WTIC is the number for you to call. And, of course, you can go join us on Facebook, too, if you got nothing better to do. And watch us on old Zuckerberg's, you know, Facebook live stream. And post your question out there as well. We'll try to get to it as well. But as usual and customary, we have technology news to bring you. What do you got going on, Dennis? Do you want to bring up first?
Microsoft has a warning out.
Big one.
Very big one. Mm-hmm. This is about something called an adversary in the middle phishing attack.
Yep.
This is a phishing attempt where you get a link in an email. It opens up a web page.
Yep.
That web page simultaneously connects with some kind of cloud service like
365,
which is the example here,
yep.
But it can be anything,
mm-hmm.
and a phony website hosted by the bad guys.
Right.
And it asks you for your credentials for an account.
Mm-hmm.
The kicker here is that this gets around multi-factor authentication.
Right.
Because it exploits the fact that you probably have a what's called a session cookie in your browser at that moment.
Yep.
Because you've already logged into that service for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually sucks up that session cookie, sends it over to the bad guy's website, and then they use that cookie to get into your account themselves.
Right. They hand it off to the legitimate site.
Right. And the cloud service that you're logging into doesn't know the difference between you on your computer and them on theirs because it has the same session cookie.
And you gave them the key. You gave them the password because they asked for
it. Because you gave them the password when they asked for it. Yes.
Again, that's why I kind of joke every time I ask folks for their passwords because this is what is occurring out there.
Right.
Now, how do you defend against it? That's kind of a tough question. This hit 10,000 organizations,
yes.
Mostly Microsoft 365,
mm-hmm.
and they're using this to send, it's called, you know, CEO fraud or even email, billing fraud, right? They're mm-hmm. going to send emails as if they're coming from you now that they're in your 365 account, and they're going to read your email and see if you sent an email for bills to so-and-so, and then they're going to change maybe where the payment goes or mm-hmm. how much the bill is or where to, you know, that's the key here. They want that to get paid for your services by your customer to the bad guy.
Right. It's very devious.
So how do you defend, right? Security awareness training.
Right.
If you're
you don't click the link.
If your people are not if your people are not being trained professionally with security awareness training, they're just you can have all the technologies in the world. You know, they're gonna get a good 10%, still gonna get passed because they're always working on new stuff. These bad guys literally are organizations themselves. And they have their own customer service, they have their own programmers, their own developers, they have their own devious salespeople who are trying to figure out how to trick you, right? There's your organizations that are going against you. And if your organization is not training your people to look out for this, that's one thing. The other thing is better 2FA, right?
Right.
Limiting that session cookie to, instead of all day, maybe you limit it to a couple hours. Mm-hmm. But it will drive you bonkers because now you have to
keep logging in and authenticating to the MFA service, whatever that is.
Right, that you are who you say you are and you get a new mm-hmm. session cookie. So if the bad guys trick you during a period of time and then don't get to you fast enough to be able to actually exploit what they've tricked you with, you'll be okay because that cookie has expired and now they won't be able to do anything.
They're locked out. Even though they've gotten your password, they're still locked out.
Right, and they could ask you again. And you could mm-hmm. fall for it again if you're not trained,
right?
Because we're human. So security awareness training is a very important thing to consider these days. And if you're not doing it for your business, you're just an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, it's very dangerous business.
So in other news, I found this kind of interesting and funny. Smart thermostats swarms are straining the U.S. grid. So
the grid? You mean like the power grid?
Yeah. Smart thermostats, which this paper said were present in around 40% of U.S. homes, are programmed by default to have different night and day modes. And in hundreds of thousands of homes across the U.S., that means a sudden jump in electricity use right before residents wake up. So this is basically a 12 o'clock flasher all over again.
Right.
So what we used to call people who could not configure their VHS VCRs to record Seinfeld, let's say at 8 o'clock, is a 12 o'clock flasher because you basically never set the clock on your VCR. And of course, the ding-a-lings who manufactured them never put a battery in there to hold the clock time. That's a whole other issue. And you'd be called a 12 o'clock flasher. So in this case, your smart thermostat is just set to the defaults because you haven't figured out or have not done the RTFM to read how to program your thermostat.
Right.
So the grid is taking a big whack automatically
at the same moment,
the same moment.
In every town.
And this whole thing even talks about the fact that possibly the savings that you're supposed to be getting of 25-30% is really only 5-8% when you use smart thermostats in the first place. On top of that,
well, why would that be?
I have no idea, but I'll post this out here. But again if all of these thermostats are kicking on and kicking off at the exact same time, that does strain our already weakened, ridiculously poorly managed grid as it is. So we'll put this link out here for you, how smart thermostats are going to cause trouble.
Oh, wow.
You can't make it up. But then if you think about it, though, even if people did program it, most people will wake up at a similar time in a day anyways.
Well, true. Yeah. I mean, most people are on a similar schedule. So, yeah. And everybody's going to pick like 8 o'clock. Right. Or 9 o'clock.
Well, in this case, it's 6 a.m.
Or
hundreds
whatever.
And thousands of smart thermostats are kicking on at 6 a.m. into day mode. And whatever day mode is for you, you know, just think of Christmas vacation there when you flips the switch and all the...
Oh, right.
Everything's just spinning on the meters.
Nuclear plant fires up another core.
Yep. Well, nuclear is a bad word these days. That's the cleanest energy we could actually do these days. But we won't go
true.
There. So this is what's going on. I'll put it out there for you to review. This is on the Register, of course, over there in the UK, one of my favorite blogs. What else you got there, Dennis?
Well, I've got a story by Brian Krebs over on his blog, which is always a good read.
Well, worth your time.
Yes. To keep up with this guy. What he does is very educational, too.
Yeah, he explains it in ways that everyone should be able to kind of understand.
I mean, he explains stuff much better than even I can, mm-hmm. so I'm really impressed.
Yep.
What he uncovered just in the past month or so
mm-hmm.
By people just contacting him saying, hey, this happened to me.
Right.
He found that what was going on was that people who had accounts with Experian, the credit reporting company.
Right.
That were secure with, you know, really solid passwords and, you know, they know what they're doing. They set everything up right.
Mm-hmm.
What was happening was they found that they were getting locked out
of their accounts.
Of their accounts.
Right.
And the reason it happened is because somebody essentially impersonated them
yep.
to Experian
mm-hmm.
lock down the existing account that that person had,
right,
and establish a new one that the crooks had control of.
Right.
And ironically, or maybe not, the solution was for the person to contact Experian, say what happened, and then a third account would be created, and then the second one would get locked out. Because Experian has this back door, mm-hmm, where you can call them up or contact them on the web. I'm not sure, mm-hmm, exactly that. But you say, hey, I've got this account. I am so-and-so. My social is this. Mm-hmm. Date of birth is that. And they have even some other personal details that can be found public by public search.
Yep.
Okay. A lot of information about you is available freely.
Yeah.
Then the bad guys can get it. And they did that. Mm-hmm. And they used that information just to commandeer,
yep,
the person's Experian account.
And the key was, I think, for a lot of them, was that people had put their accounts like on a credit hold. They had frozen, right, their credit. And then they saw someone try to open up an account. Let's say you have a Discover card or what have you, and Discover says, hey, somebody's doing a check on your account. It alerts you.
Right.
And they found out, hey, wait a minute, how is that happening? I've frozen my credit.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. And then the bad guys are trying to open up an account on your name. And Experian was saying, yep, go ahead.
Yep. Hey, that's the way it's supposed to work, according,
right,
to them.
Talk about a credit boost, right? So this is, the Experian goes back, and this article probably references the fact that they've been hit numerous times for data breaches.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, right near the end of the article, there's a list of what Brian Krebs calls more greatest hits from Experian.
Right.
Going back 2017, 2015,
right,
2013 even.
Right. So if you want to fix this, guys, I mean, if you're in, you know, maybe Blumenthal's listening, he's got nothing better to do. If you want to fix this, go ahead and basically, if a bad guy opens a $50,000 line of credit in your name, you fine Experian $50,000. Right? If they open a $100,000 line in your name and it's false, you fine Experian $100,000. It's, yeah, that simple. They're the ones saying it's okay. I didn't, right, even tell them to be monitoring my credit. They took that moniker themselves and are commoditizing us without even our asking them to.
Right.
Right? They're saying, yep, go ahead and open up in Dennis's name. So, yeah, if you just penalize them for the amount they opened it up in, I suspect they'll spend more time on security.
You think?
I think so.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just have a feeling. So there's that going on. So four lines open for you guys. Feel free to get online this Saturday morning. 860-522-9842 is the number. And Dennis and I will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we'll be right back.
Do you have a toothache?
So we are back, and that's a little Spyro Gyra for you. They're coming to Hartford.
Whoa.
This weekend. Actually, they're going to play, I think, tonight.
Oh.
I wish I could go see them. But they're coming tonight. This was the first band. Actually, this is the first date my wife and I ever went on. Yes, the committee I chat about on the radio every now and again. So our first date back in 1987 was this band, Spyro Gyra. And I would have loved to go to see them tonight. I'm not able to. But if you are and you want to see a really good jazz fusion band for free, head on down to Hartford.
Free?
It's
where
Hartford
are they going to be?
It's the Hartford Jazz Festival, right?
Wow. Cool.
So we got a really great band coming to Hartford. You guys should check them out. Spyro Gyra. I'm just amazed that they're still playing. But that's the beauty of music. I mean, it's, you can go ahead and, you know, talk about sports all you want. You can pretty much play an instrument up until your last day, which is kind of neat. To be able to do that. I mean, I think I saw, is the Stones are still playing too?
Yeah.
They're still, and I think Doc Severinsen, who just turned 98, is going to do a concert.
What?
Yes. And trumpet's pretty
really?
Hard. Yes.
Ooh.
So, that's pretty cool. Well, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys. We are live. Four lines wide open for you this morning. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll continue talking about technology as we wait for your calls. If all your computer problems are fixed, there have been a few times in our 28 years where we're like, okay, we must have fixed them all. And that's fine. You know, it's good if they're all working for you, that's great. But if you have an issue, it's a good time to do it at the 9 o'clock hour. It's a little harder at 10 o'clock. 860-522-9842. Now, I did want to bring this up, considering we're talking about Bitcoin and power, right? So the country's been warning about the fact that our energy grid's a mess, right? It is a huge mess. We're losing base energy.
Yeah.
And everyone's hoping a windmill's going to save us. And it's not. Sorry. I wish it was, but it's not. And so in Texas, I don't know what it is about Texas, but basically all the Bitcoin miners that left China ran to Texas.
Why Texas?
Well, because it's cheap.
Oh.
Right? It's cheaper to run your stuff down there. But unfortunately, not cheap enough, because we've been watching Bitcoin. I've been enjoying the Bitcoin crash and the bankruptcies and all that thing that's happening with Bitcoin. I hope it goes to zero. I hope it goes to negative zero and you owe money. But we won't go there. fools on their money. But Texas Bitcoin miners are getting paid now to shut down their rigs and give the electricity back to the power grid. So like, you know, Jimmy Carter getting peanut subsidies to not grow peanuts, right? Mm-hmm. Or Gore, he was a big farmer too, getting huge subsidies to not grow his crops. Well, if you're a Bitcoin miner, it's cheaper for you to get paid by the electric company to not turn your computer on now because Bitcoin has tanked so far. Yay!
Well, hey, isn't it good that you know, that's an effective way to get these guys to shut down now?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. So, believe it or not, these guys flocked from China somehow and powered up their rigs. The thing that's so funny about this is, right, the whole point of those rigs is to monitor and manage the blockchain, which is the ledger. That's their whole goal. When they talk about mining, all they're doing is getting paid a portion of a Bitcoin to have their systems up and running to keep the blockchain ledger going.
Well, not only keep the ledger going, but the mining feature also requires that calculations be performed and problems be solved.
Mm-hmm.
And once your computer demonstrates that it has solved a particular problem in a certain way,
yeah,
it then gets a new entry into that ledger, and that's your extra Bitcoin.
And I always thought the description of the problem being solved was just the process of the blockchain. Who's submit? These are just random.
It's a calculation using algorithms that are part of the blockchain definition.
So it has to do with, yeah. Okay. It is part of blockchain, but without the machines, you don't have your ledger. You don't
Correct.
Have your blockchain.
You got nothing.
So I just find it ironic that they're willing to turn off the thing that is supposed to have value so they can get money for not running their computers.
Right. And that's what really is weird about it, because it is a treadmill. In order to keep your money, your fake money,
right,
you have to run machinery to maintain that blockchain and keep collecting all of the blockchain entries that come in from everybody else in the world that's
right.
doing stuff.
Right.
Even if your computer isn't actively mining,
mm-hmm.
you still have to have that operation running
right.
24/7. Every single second of every day.
Yep. And keep it cool.
And you have to cool it off. Yeah. I mean, it's just so much energy expenditure. So it's ridiculous.
Yep. So I'll put the link up there for you. You can read this. But I just love it. It's so, so funny. Let's go to Jack in Middletown first. He's got a question for us. Hey, Jack. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen.
Welcome.
I have a strange question.
All right.
A new smartphone over the big box store. I'm really not happy with it.
Okay.
But it's a good brand. It's brand new.
Yeah.
And the software I freaking hate.
You flip and hate it? Is that what you said? You flip and hate the software?
Okay.
Well, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
To message somebody, I gotta like swipe like five times to message somebody.
Is it, really? Is this an Android or an Apple phone?
It's an Android latest Moto.
Huh. Oh, it's a Motorola?
Motorola. Those are nice.
Z-Power.
Oh, my goodness. You don't like it.
I'd be very happy with it, but I'm baffled by how horrible this thing is.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. Can we hold you over to the break? Because we're coming up against the break,
sure.
Jack. I want to understand more about your pain.
Thank you. Okay, sure.
Hang on. We'll have Jack. We'll have him hold. And feel free to get online, guys, during the news. We have three lines open for you. I just dropped Jack by accident because the darn thing doesn't have a name. Oh, hang on. Hopefully, Jack, call back. Sorry about that. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines now wide open, but Jack is going to call back and express his pain. There he is coming back in there. Carolyn, we'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's just a sample of what you might hear at 8:30 tonight in Hartford. It's that cool.
Wow.
Right? First date for the committee and I in 97, Spyro Jarrett. Clearly it worked. If you're looking for, you know, love, maybe you'll find love at 8:30 tonight in Hartford. Worked for me. All right. We're going to take your calls. It's going to be here till 11 o'clock. Sorry, the Facebooks wasn't live. I thought I clicked the button and it wasn't right.
Oh, no.
Too many buttons in here. You have no idea. You should see the rig I got to put together to make that work. But it is live now. So if you want to follow us out there, you can post your questions out there as well. We do have folks on the lines here. 860-522-9842 is the number. And let's go back to Jack, who I mistakenly dropped. You there, Jack?
Yeah, I'm still here. Thank you.
Yep. Sorry about that earlier.
That's all right.
All right, so you've got a brand new Motorola phone. It's running the latest Android. I mean, I'm an Android fan. I like Android.
Yeah, Android is great stuff.
Yeah. What's your issue?
I am too.
Yeah, so what's happening?
I think I am.
Yeah, so what's going on? Why are you unhappy?
I want to send a message, right?
Yes.
On my old Moto E5 or whatever it was, no problem.
Yeah.
Now, I brought my old phone to the big box store and said, copy this to the new phone, right? My contacts and stuff, whatever.
Yep.
They said it was finished.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, they said, well, you can do this yourself. Go home and do it yourself.
Oh.
I didn't get through it, so I went back. Then they said, okay, it's finished. Update or transferring, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that didn't work either. Mm-hmm. I'll try and make this short. I don't know how. I have like 5 messaging services on this phone. I cannot change the default, and it says setup is not complete.
Okay.
Well, you just need the messaging app. So I have heard this before, and even I have been confused by Android. You know, which is the messaging app to use?
Right.
And there are numerous ones that might have come by default.
Right. There's one on my phone, which is a Samsung, which is supplied by Samsung.
Right.
There's also another messaging app that's supplied by the carrier.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm using is called Messages.
That's what I'd like to use, but it won't let me set it.
Won't let you set it as a default?
As default. It won't. It will say...
Well, nowadays, you have to click on the app itself and then get in there and compose your message from within the app. You can't just...
I don't have the app. It won't let me set it. I can only use... It's called... I'll tell you the name. It's called Messages Home.
Hmm.
Never heard of it. Must be some kind of Moto thing.
So like in Dennis's case.
It might be an extra one. What other Messages apps do you have?
Oh, there's like 4 of them, but it won't let me set anything but Moto Home.
Okay.
Messages Home, and there's advertisements in it.
Well, that's annoying.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, this is really annoying.
All right, we're going to have to do some research on Messages Home and Motorola.
Motorola Messages Home. I don't know what else to do.
What's your carrier?
It's actually SafeLink
Track phone.
It's a free phone for seniors.
Okay,
consumer cellular.
No, it's actually track phone.
It is track phone. Okay. Track phone. Does track phone have its own messaging app?
I don't know.
Because that might be the issue here. I mean, Motorola has kind of jumped the shark, but they're coming back. They're trying to come back, I guess. But it sounds like you have an issue with their app, and you just need a better messaging app, unless you're stuck. The idea of a very low-cost phone may mean you're going to be advertised to, which stinks.
Yeah.
Well, I paid for this phone.
Sure you did. You paid a lot for it, I'll bet.
Well, you want to hear something even worse, Jack? I just read a story about BMW. Those ding-a-lings are going to rent heated seats to people. So you've got a $60,000 or $80,000 car. So what they've done is they've watched Tesla, right? So Tesla builds the whole car, and if you don't want to use the extended battery, even though you're carrying it around, and you haven't paid the fee, you can't, right? And in the case of the BMW, I read they're going to rent heated seats back to the people who bought the BMW for like $18 a month. How cheesy is that? How about your heated steering wheel? It's like another fee per month for heating steel. What's going on here, people? This is maybe the case for you, Jack. Is that you may
have hit the nail on the head. I may have to.
It's a messaging app that might force you to watch an ad before you can send a text. That's crazy. We're going to look it up. Dennis hasn't had any luck yet, I don't think.
I haven't really found anything that really discusses the problem.
What's the Motorola model?
It's a G Power
Z as in zipper?
22.
Z as in zipper? Jack, oh. E or Z?
G.
V as in Victor?
G as in girl.
Oh, G. All right.
G power 2022.
All right, we'll do some research on this and see what the right messaging app is for that, okay, if we can find it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll put a link up there for you. But yeah, I read those stories about BMW charging you for your heated seats. You paid $60,000, $70,000, I don't know, crazy numbers for a BMW, and then they want to rent you your heated seats.
They're turning everything into a subscription service.
Right. I mean, that's what a lease is. Anyways, imagine that. Imagine if you leased your BMW and you had to pay the extra for the heated seat. Oh, we're going off the deep end, man. I don't know what it is. Let's go to Jim in East Hampton. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
Yeah.
So, blue screen of death, and the error code is Microsoft stop code error.
Okay.
This is a really old laptop, so we're already in the market for a new laptop. I think we talked to you guys a couple months ago and just talked about what laptops were out there and what you recommended. So we're kind of looking at those.
Yeah.
But what I was wondering is, with that stop code era, am I ever going to be able to get the stuff that was on that computer off of it onto the new one?
Did you wait too late?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the data is probably there.
Mm-hmm.
The question is whether or not the partition has been sufficiently garbled that it may not be easily recovered, but my guess is that it would be. And what you would do is get yourself the new computer that you're looking for and take the drive out of the old one, put it into a drive enclosure, and then hook it up by USB to the new one, and you can probably copy everything out of it.
Okay.
And that's just a really simple way to do it.
Yeah, a little hope for you.
Okay.
And if it's a desktop computer that you get as a new one, you could theoretically just add the old drive as a secondary inside the box, and it'll just everything will be there.
Mm.
And you can, at your leisure, you can copy things over where you want them to go.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to stick with another laptop, probably another Dell.
Okay.
I know you guys recommended either a Dell or an HP, so we're looking at both of them. But
yeah,
Dell's got some pretty good deals right now.
Okay.
They call it Black Friday in July or something like that. But
just pay attention to the generation of CPU. It turns out 12th's got some troubles.
Yes.
And 11th.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So would I be, because they've got a really nice deal on XPS 15-inch. And it's got the 11th generation.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you want, 11th.
Yeah, go to the 11th gen. Yep, yep.
Awesome. I'll pull the trigger tonight. Thank you.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
You
appreciate
got it.
It.
Yep, our pleasure. Thank you. All right, so blue screen of death operating system.
Yeah, he's doing the smart thing.
Yes, but don't wait, guys. When a computer starts to do this type of stuff, I mean, it's not like I don't know, I'm not a mechanic, but your car can seem to have the check engine light on for a while. But a computer may not, you know. A computer's going to say, I quit. So don't wait. And let's go to your calls. It's nice to have to call us on this Saturday morning. Let's go to Sandy in Lebanon. What's happening, Sandy?
Oh, hi there. Morning. Thanks for taking my call from Lebanon.
Sure.
I'm not on Facebook or any of these social network.
Probably anything. Better off for it.
Right. But there's always a but. I was talking to a woman here in Lebanon about getting rid of stuff. So she says, do you do Marketplace? And I'm like, oh, I don't even know what that is. So, of course, she had to fill me in.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, well, you could go and make it private, because I said, I don't really want to have my information out there. So I think she was she didn't know all about it, but she uses it. So I was wondering, is it really, what could you tell me about getting on Facebook Marketplace, if you know?
Well, I can give you my experience, and Dennis probably has some too.
Yeah.
My first thing I posted out there, I got tricked. I was on Facebook Marketplace, and they said, hey, I'm going to send you a Google thing, and they tried to get my Google Voice number, right? And I fell for it. right? So I'm a human too. So I guess it didn't cause any major issue for me, but so be careful. A lot of scammers on Facebook Marketplace. Also, lots of dangerous stuff out there. People are being robbed, and they're being all sorts of bad things occurring with Facebook Marketplace. Also, some good things too. I'm not going to say you can't have a good experience.
But Eric, is it really? I think I was actually more concerned with the people who own Facebook, the Zuckerbergs.
Yeah.
Like, do they get your information even if you set it to private?
Yes, Sandy.
Of course they do.
They already know your information now.
It's data that's on their systems. Right. I mean, yeah. It isn't ever going to get to Facebook unless they have it.
Right. But they already know you are one of the three or four people left that has not gotten on Facebook.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that per se. It's really when you put your item out there, you have to worry about who's coming to your house, right? If you're selling something big, who's coming to your house?
Yeah.
And that can be dangerous depending on, you know, all sorts of things.
Yeah,
and
I get that.
Yeah, and if you're going to do a transaction, do it in public, and you'd want to do it at a police station.
Right.
If
no,
it's something small.
That. Like meet me at such and such, like an open place. Not don't give your phone number, I mean your address and
right.
Things like that. I get that. But Eric, is there any other sites you could recommend?
Craigslist,
which is even more dangerous and scary.
Yeah, I would even think that that's worse.
Yeah,
but it is more anonymous.
Yes.
On the flip side,
fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I actually used Craigslist one time, mm-hmm. and someone in West Hartford met me at a public place.
Yeah.
And I gave him the money and he gave me the stuff. And
mm-hmm.
That was it. He only knew my phone number,
right.
Which I had to give him, and I knew his.
A lot of people these days are using these bank apps to move money around. I would tell you not to. I would tell you cash is king. That's just me. And I don't want anybody touching my bank account. I know everyone out there, oh, Eric, it's no big deal. You can use all these different cash apps. You know what?
Right. I did give him cash. I would never give anybody. I'm not the best. I'm not the most savvy, but I kind of mm-hmm. read stuff. And that's why I'm not on Facebook. I don't do any social. In fact, I only do emails and phone calls.
Okay.
I'm not on anything.
All right.
I'm not.
You're off the grid, sorta.
Huh?
You're off the grid, sorta.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
And you have a lot more time.
I'm in Lebanon.
Yeah, that's true. You're out in the boonies, out in the sticks out there. But you also have a lot more time. So, because you haven't wasted it by looking at your screen.
So. No, I don't do that. I don't. I just can't. I don't have a phone that I'm always looking at. In fact, I don't have one of those phones.
All right.
I have a landline.
Well, you're better off for it, Sandy. So I hope we helped you, but we're going to have to let you go.
All right. Thanks, hon.
Yep. Thanks for calling. You too. Bye-bye. All right. We'll step out for a quick break. Four lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We'll be right back. We are back, and those guys are coming to Hartford today, 8:30. Spyro Gyra. It's pretty cool. I really wish I could go see him tonight, but I can't. But you should. It's kind of neat to have something like that in Hartford, and thanks to the Hartford Jazz Society for doing it. I used to go to the Hartford Jazz Society concerts when I was a kid a long time ago. They brought some great stuff in there. I saw Clark Terry live, which was an amazing trumpet player. I remember, I'll never forget that as a kid. And it's the Hartford Jazz Society that brought him in. So very cool. Let's get back to more of your calls. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're here live until 11 o'clock. So feel free to get online. Four lines open for you. As we wait for your calls, we do have some more news to talk about. Big tech bosses are calling for computer science to be taught in all U.S. schools. Yes, please.
Wait, are you telling me it isn't taught in school already?
It's not. Not really.
What?
It's not really. Leaders at hundreds of top U.S. tech companies, universities, and nonprofits have called for computer science to be taught to kids in American schools. That needs to be part of their K-12 lessons. Yes, please. Yes. Oh,
absolutely.
And it's got to happen. And we've waited way too long to make this a thing. We took away drafting. We took away shop. We took away all those things that got these kids able to use their hands. We kind of vilify going off to those types of schools, even those tech schools, which is silly because there's such great careers in manufacturing that you could find by going to those tech schools.
Yeah, tech and vocational schools are very underrated.
But in K through 12, you should be not showing the kid a video showing them the device is not what we need you to do. You need to train them on how the device works, how IP packets move, how networks work, how Wi-Fi works. You know, they don't. There's so much ignorance to how this technology works still to this day. And we're all using it every day, and then we wonder why we're getting hacked and we're getting tricked and we're getting fooled. It's because we don't even know how stuff works. And K through 12, and I'm sure some schools have something. I mean, I remember in Southington they had a thing called Project Lead the Way, and that had to do with engineering and stuff like that. Maybe and there's all of course the great robotics group there in Southington. But that's not teaching K through 12 students this stuff though.
No,
they might be exposed to it in high school just a little bit, but kindergarten.
Right. Let's start them early.
Yes. Get them coding. Right. Have them write a program to do something. So that would be kind of interesting. So we'll put a link up here for this article, and you can see we're begging for people, and we need geeks. We need more geeks to know what they're doing, and we need Americans to know how this stuff goes together. I mean, you can't call India for support. I mean,
come on.
You know, we got to be the ones that have the ability to do the support right here. Great folks in India. They do a good job.
Well, they can read manuals very well.
And they actually have, I think, been focused on doing this since they're little.
Right.
Right now, the U.S. reportedly has over 700,000 computing-related jobs a year and only 80,000 computer science graduates. 700,000
really?
Openings a year and only 80,000 geeks to put in.
That's worse than a factor of 10.
Yes. And who's going to fill those jobs? Not Americans, it would seem. So we'll put the link up there for you. If you want to do well, you can do well in geekdom, I can tell you that. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Ray in Burlington. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
A couple months ago, I had called for some advice on getting a new computer.
Yeah.
About a month ago, I got a call back and said I got a Lenovo. Yeah. Got the Generation 12.
Uh-oh.
Versus the Generation 11.
Oh.
I just heard you guys talking about there were some issues with the Generation 12.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you if you could put up a link to any websites so I'd be able to read so I can understand what some of those issues are. And you got a couple. Are there any big major ones that you're concerned with?
The one that you're most likely to run into are hang-ups in the Chromium-based browsers, which would be Chrome and Edge, where the browser just either hangs or it crashes.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the worst thing about them. There are some other minor little flaws, but that's the one that you're most likely to run into. And matter of fact, I think we covered that last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the word from Intel is that they are working on a fix.
Oh, okay.
And that's all that I can tell you about it at the moment.
Yeah.
And it isn't even anything that Microsoft or Google can address in the browser. Right. It is some kind of a flaw or problem in the CPU or in the bus that's causing it.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
See, what I've been doing with this new machine is I haven't downloaded Google Chrome yet to it. I've been using the Microsoft Edge.
Well, Edge is a Chromium-based browser. So if you've been able to use it, then maybe this flaw isn't affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Good. Yeah, I've been haven't any issues yet. I've had the machine for about, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 weeks, and so far I'm real happy with it. But
yeah.
When I heard you mention that, I thought I'd just find out what might be some of the issues I ought to be aware of.
Yep.
as I continue using it.
That would be what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And as I say, any website, would it be worthwhile to just do a Google search on it?
No, we talked about it last week, Ray, so it's already up there from last week's show.
We did. Okay, well, I'll take a look. I get a chance to listen almost every week, but some weekends I'm out and about doing some stuff. But I'll take
a look.
I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Ray. We appreciate it, too.
Thank you.
You got it.
Have a good rest of the week.
Thanks, you too. Now, of course, you can always get us on the podcast if you miss a show. Just subscribe to Odyssey's podcast, and it'll be sent to you. Feel free to get online, guys, between now and the news here is going to be a great time. Four lines wide open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything's been posted so far over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Dennis is posting it. Mike G is posting everything to Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, I know. Musk is not getting Twitter yet. I think he might still get it. He's playing some games. But we still do have it out there on Twitter as well. And so we're going to stick around. We'll be here till 11. Get online during the news. 860-522-9842. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.